Well, it's just wonderful to watch people giving the sauce to the goose that's good for the gander. The prospect at the moment for the survival of ACORN, which is a community organizational system that has become over the years both marginally corrupt and dedicated to the Democrats as a party. The ACORN organization does massive amounts of good, very good work. Some of the people within this semi-charitable organization, if you will, have shown a tendency to steal, which is something that happens in any of those organizations of any significant size. We've had embezzlement from everything from the March of Dimes to certainly community chess and the United Crusades. But the attack on ACORN, which is largely a political attempt by the Republicans to emasculate, if you will, this organization whose voter registration have benefited mainly the Democrats since they organize in low-income areas and the number of potential Republicans in such areas is limited. So there has been this massive attack on ACORN and the use of these staged videos in which what is essentially good tax advice is given to a woman who claims she's a prostitute. I mean, what are you going to do? You're there to give people advice on taxes. Woman walks in and says, "I'm a hoe." Now, there is not a designated occupational code for being a hoe. However, you could call yourself a performance entertainer or performance artist, which is a perfectly valid scene, and which undoubtedly an infinite number of pole dancers and others in the various assimilated sex trades declare themselves every year for the IRS. But nevertheless, there it is, and it's embarrassing, and it gives the ammunition to the media to force the Congress to do what they did last week. By a unanimous vote, I believe, in the House and something close to in the Senate, or maybe it's the other way around, they passed a law banning any federal funds going to ACORN, which actually is only about 15% of ACORN's operating budget, so it's not a crisis on that level, but it does make a statement on the part of the government. However, you can't just make a law against somebody, some one company. You couldn't make a law saying all the bastards at Enron that ripped off all the people should be sent to jail. No, you can't do that. You got to say, anybody who does what the people at Enron did is a criminal activity, are therefore going to be prosecuted for that criminal activity, no matter who they are. Which is an overreaction, if you will. But it is required by law. You cannot make a law against any single given entity. So here comes this amendment, which now everybody is cheering for the stand for morality at ACORN. Except that it's going nowhere. That amendment will not be in the bill when it clears the committee, or certainly when it clears the floor. For the simple reason that the law was written as no federal funds can be paid to companies and entities who are under indictment for federal or state crimes. Bingo, the two largest defense contractors in America, Lockheed Martin and Northrop Grumman, are both under serious indictment for any number of defense contracting corruption and fraudulent actions over the last 5 to 10 years. Those cases are going to proceed. These guys are guilty as hell. And in fact, they're negotiating at the moment to try and figure out how short a fall they can take. Which means that no federal money can be given to the F-35 program that has just been opened up as the largest defense contract ever given, and assorted ancillary portions of the defense bills, all of which are by and large, contracted to or subcontracted to the people who are currently under indictment. So look for Acorn to survive and perhaps have a purification ceremony in which certain executives are replaced and certain restrictions are placed on them. But the good news for the essentially progressive left in this country, for whom Acorn has labored long and loud, is that they will probably survive this. If they don't, hey, what a blow for peace to have all of our defense industry collapse. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the Pig on the Radio. None of the foregoing commentaries and opinions have in any way reflected reality as perceived by this station, its management, owners, sponsors, or staff, but are solely the responsibility of myself and Cabal News Services.
You're definitely listening to The Pig, KPIG, Freedom, California, 107.5 FM.